spent a few of them hospital in the emergency room. It is, as you might know, a level one trauma center. And so there are many, many ambulances that come in and out of there every day. But I can pretty much guarantee that if an ambulance rolled in with a patient and began to recite his or her list of troubles, and my first reaction was to say, "Be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven." Well, I can't tell you what they would say to me, but I can tell you what they do to me. They would never let me back in the emergency room again. Because when it comes to hospitals, the only illnesses that really matter are illnesses of our body. But as you heard today, Jesus runs a different kind of hospital. Jesus runs the kind of hospital that takes a more eternal view on things. And so today, when folks come from a city bringing a paralytic man lying on a bed to Jesus, Jesus doesn't even look at that man's physical ills. No, the first thing Jesus does, and in fact the only thing really, is that he forgives the man's sins. "Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you." I hope you caught what just happened. This man is paralyzed, and yet Jesus forgives his sins. Because that, dear brothers and sisters, as you know from experience, as do I, that is our real illness. Yes, we get sick, and yes, we get hurt, and yes, bad things happen in life. Some of those bad things we are born with. Others are the result of our own actions or the actions of others. But none of those things that happen to us in life at the end of the day are really what trouble us. No, there is a bigger burden that you and I all must bear. So it is important for me personally, and I think for all of you too, it is important to keep first things first. I have been blessed with a very fortunate life, but that does not mean that life has always been easy. There are many things that I regret, and things I wish I'd never had to endure. Things that are the result of evil in others and even evil working in me. But I am realizing more and more that these struggles are merely temporary. And yes, I totally get it. If you have a terminal diagnosis, or if your love for a family member has grown cold, or if your job is unbearable, or if your house payment is due and you don't have the cash, I totally get that at that moment that is your biggest priority. That at that moment that is your most pressing need. But they are only pressing needs for one reason. Because all of those other things in life show us our real need. Our real need is for forgiveness. Our real need is for mercy. Our real need is for healing of soul, and then, if God wills, healing for body. And so that is why, as we've done before, we are offering Holy Unction again today after the Divine Liturgy. Not because all of us here are sick physically, but because all of us, from the littlest to the oldest, all of us, live in a world that runs hard against us. All of us live far away from the Garden of Eden. But today is a day for all of us to turn back. Today is a day when God comes again in a tangible, touchable way, and he says, I am here.